So as you mentioned, Sebit, the technical committee is made up of senior generals from the warring parties and the CTSAM leadership. And on the side of the government, we also have representatives from the South Sudan National Police Service and the National Security Service. Now, CTSAM convenes the generals and government representatives every 2 weeks to discuss the overall implementation of the ceasefire agreement across the country. And we also seek feedback from the parties on the implementation, and particularly in areas where we feel the implementation is being stalled. So one of the focuses of today's meeting and tomorrow, as the meeting is a two-day meeting, is we will look at things like the occupation of civil buildings across the country, which is something that the ceasefire monitors have been tracking for a long time. So some months ago, we presented the parties with a list of occupied civil buildings. And when I say civil buildings, this refers to hospitals, schools, churches, all these installations that should be there for civilian use but are currently occupied by the parties. So we will go back over that list and we'll present again to the parties the areas where we have gone and found that either the parties have vacated the building or they're still currently occupying that building. So yes, that will be one of the focuses mm-hmm. of today's meeting. Another one of the issues that we're going to look at is the issue of sexual gender-based violence. And again, we're going to present our findings on this issue to the parties, but also to seek feedback from the parties on previous reports that we have presented to them on this issue. So that's just kind of two of the issues that we're going to be dealing with over the next two days, as well as other issues.
Yes, and as we raise towards the implementation of the peace agreement, where are we when it comes to the issue of cantonment areas and soldiers going to these cantonment areas?
Well, CTSAM is working closely with the Joint Defence Board on that issue. Now, although we're not involved, we do not sit on the Joint Defence Board. We are always invited as observers to their meetings. So we're tracking their progress. We're aware that they want to do a pilot cantonment site, which they told us about last week, and they also informed the media. So we're keeping up to date with their progress. But in terms of deciding on where cantonment sites will be and how many of them, that's the responsibility of the Joint Defence Board. So we'll continue to work with them on that issue, and hopefully we'll see a lot of progress in that area over the coming months.
Yes, and I'm meant to understand this is the first technical committee meeting that is taking place here in Juba. Is there progress? I mean, do you see something tangible happening?
Yes, well, I think it's significant that we're now being able to hold the meetings in Juba. Previously, because of certain concerns over security for opposition members in Juba, we weren't able to hold the meetings here. So I think this is a big indication of a change in posture from the parties. And we're continually witnessing within these meetings our government representatives giving guarantees to our opposition members that they will be safe when they come to Juba, and that they're coming there to work for the betterment of the country. And the technical committee really works as a team on those issues. So I do think it's a significant change that we're seeing, that we're now going to be holding these meetings in Juba.
Yes, as one of the biggest tasks of or mandate of CTSAM is monitoring the ceasefire. What is the latest update on that? How is it going? Are you impressed so far after the signing of the peace agreement and the latest events? Have there been any violations that you'd like to share with us?
So again, as I mentioned to you before, since the signing of the revitalized agreement, overall we have noticed a decline in hostilities around the country. However, we still have these hotspot areas. and Ye would be the number one hotspot area at the moment. The situation in and around Ye is very complex. You have numerous parties in close proximity. So we're always trying to get the parties to focus on the area where the peace is most in jeopardy. And at the moment, we consider that area to be Ye. I also, when I was on the program previously, I mentioned we had a lot of concerns around Wau. We have noticed attempts to stabilize the situation in Wau. We have had no major reports of hostilities coming from Wau in the last month or maybe even the last 2 months. So we are seeing progress, although it's very slow. And when you look at the agreement and the implementation matrix in terms of the timelines and the tasks that the parties had to perform within the pre-transitional period, we're very much behind in these timelines. So while progress overall is good and we're witnessing a decline in hostilities, there are all these technical elements of the ceasefire that still have to be implemented, disengagement of forces in close proximity. You mentioned cantonment. We should be conducting joint training of forces for the transitional period. So it is good to be able to say there's a decline in hostilities, but we still have a lot of work to do in terms of the activities that need to be implemented within the pre-transitional period.
Yes, and just before you go, Ruth, after today and tomorrow's meeting, what happens next?
So the parties and the leadership will put together a decision document, and this decision document concerns actions that need to be taken in between now and the time that the committee will meet again, so 2 weeks' time. So you should see decisions coming from the committee on where they're going to conduct their next joint field visit and also what action they're going to take in relation to the findings of CTSAM. So that document should be coming out of the meeting tomorrow when the parties and the leadership get together and decide on those issues.
Yes, and just one more question, Ruth. As this meeting or this committee consists of senior generals from the warring parties and CTSAM leadership, of course, these are generals who have signed the Revitalized Peace Agreement. We have some parties or some groups that have not signed the Revitalized Peace Agreement and seems to be a threat to some of the areas. I mean, what comes out of this meeting when it comes to issues to do with people who are not members or armed groups that are not members to this Revitalized Peace Agreement?
Well, that's an interesting question. And that issue does come up within the technical committee. So we always discuss it on a case-by-case basis. And we make recommendations to our political bodies and to IGAD and to the parties themselves about what needs to be done and maybe to, at the political level, to engage parties that are outside of the agreement. So we will always make recommendations to our parent bodies that they should take action at the political level.
Ruth, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sebastian.